Okay, 9/19/19 reduces to 3. Very creative number, okay? Today we have the High Priestess and the Page of Cups and the Wheel of Fortune all reversed. Stop. Really. Wait. Breathe. Don't just close your eyes and hold your nose and jump in the pool. There's no water in it. I don't care what they're telling you or what you're wishing and hoping is in that pool. There's no water in there. There may not be for a while, and we don't know when there will be again. This is one hot mess. Let's get the entertaining porpoise out of the way for entertainment purposes only and deal with the fact that someone may hear some unexpected baby news. Surprise, you're dead, or not such good news about a birth. In any case, there are pregnancy vibes here, even a possible future problem resulting from drugs and or alcohol during a pregnancy, which is never a good idea. Not judging. Wait, yes I am. Otherwise, today we have what we don't want to see in the future position, the mighty Wheel of Fortune. Number 10 of the major arcana, Jupiter Virgo in the reverse. This is a change of seasons, basically. The cosmic weather report says the cosmic weather is turning and not in our astrological favor. The lucky planet Jupiter turns the wheel, and like when you're sitting on the bottom of the Ferris wheel waiting for them to pull the lever, this is that, sort of. How long we wait, we never know. It turns when it's time, universal time. Put it this way, all you can and should do right now is unplug, not in an unhealthy way. We check the cosmic weather in an attempt to anticipate upcoming conditions. If you know it's going to rain, you either don't go out or you take an umbrella. Happens every year. 10 is ending a cycle. 1 + 0 = 1. The beginning of a new cycle or season. Winter comes, our luck changes. But it has been and certainly can be said that we are quite capable of creating our own bad luck, and often we do, and we often know when we are. Only we know why we are. It's called self-sabotage, I think. Yes, that's it. Everybody has their own reasons. There's that nausea pregnancy thing again. It's an empathic thing. Or coffee and vitamins. The Page of Cups, Pisces water today, is again in the center, but in the reverse. Our inner child is taking over, and not in a good way. This is not a constructive escapism, as in 10 minutes of meditation to escape the chatter. This is all the way down your own rabbit hole. And should one continue down that rabbit hole, by the time you come up again, if you can, they may find they've missed their chance at the wheel altogether, or even find the hole has closed behind them. Escapism, but mainly from his or her own self. Gifts are being wasted. Our imagination is not our friend. Why not? In the past, is the High Priestess reversed? Why do you trust everyone else but you? This is major stuff. We need to examine this. This priestess may have a history of suppressing her own abilities, creativity, intuition, just basically letting everybody else tell her who she or he is. And they still are. This is someone who needs to rise to his or her own abilities and quit denying them. It's unhealthy to the point of ruin. It's just impossible to see through all this wobbly, watery blue on these cards. There is so much blue on this table, I feel like I'm almost seasick. The High Priestess is the card of intuition. You are trying to tell you something and you are not listening. The Wheel of Fortune looks like the wooden steering wheels on the old-time sailing ships on the Morgan Greer card. In the future position, the wheel has turned and the former royal couple, who have been riding at the top all this time, have been thrown off. The whole ship has turned over. This can literally mean a wheel falling off. Are you running around in a self-created state of busyness in order to avoid the real work you need to do? Drive carefully. Better yet, don't. Stop. Be still. You haven't written down that latest idea of yours yet. You've been so busy on other people's things. 3, 9, 19, 19.